Hello everyone,
welcome back to Learn Digital Audio School. We are India's only awarded agency-based institute with university certifications and on-campus placements, providing training courses at affordable rates. This is the host, Neha. What's the first thing you do after waking up in the morning? Open your Facebook and Instagram, right? We all spend a lot of time on social media. Some of us even have business on social media, but we struggle to grow it. If we spend all the time marketing our business rather than just scrolling down the feed, then we can grow our business quite fast. It's a good source of income. So in this episode, we will be discussing how to grow your business on social media with Neeraj. Welcome back, Neeraj.
Thank you, Neha.
So Neeraj, today we are going to talk about social media. It's such a good platform for business, networking and marketing. So first tell us, why should we use social media for business?
Yes, social media has over 4 billion users. It's the best platform to engage with your audience and build a relationship with them, which is very important in businesses. Moreover, brands should use social media to grow their business because that's where most of their customer can be found.
I agree. We discover so many brands on Instagram or Facebook when we are scrolling down on feed. We even see some ads, and if we are interested, we visit their page or website. Even our friends suggest a product of a brand they like on Instagram.
Yes, that's how it works. Because social media is interactive and full of customer engagement. And where there is engagement, there is more brand awareness and growth in business.
Okay, can you tell us how to grow business on social media? Like, this is something our audience is very interested in, as most of them are millennials and love social media.
Yes, younger people take a lot of interest in social media, and because they know so much about it, they can do quite well in social media marketing. First thing first, you have to set your goals straight. It can be to increase your followers or expand reach or increase brand awareness or make more sales. You have to remember that's the only about getting more followers. People think that if they have some 20,000 followers, they will be successful. But that is not the case. I mean, having thousands of followers can help you make more sales or whatever your goal is. But if you don't engage with your content, then it's not going to help. So it's all about how well you can engage your followers with your content or your brand.
Okay, I thought having a large number of followers was a big thing.
Not really. If you have seen some people who have 5,000 followers but get very few likes on their post, you know they are not doing well.
Okay, I think we all have come across such accounts. That means having more followers does not always equal success, right?
Yes, there are other things that also count, like customer engagement and content.
Okay, can we use all social media?
You can, if it helps. Otherwise, stick to one. For example, if you are a steel dealer, then Facebook is your ideal platform, right? And if you are a B2B business, then you can use Facebook and LinkedIn. If you sell cosmetics, food and beverages, or if you are a cafe, then Instagram will be your best platform.
Okay.
And once you have found your target audience and decided on a platform, then you move to creating a content. Content should be your top priority, because if you provide the right content, then everything will work itself out.
Okay, what kind of content should we make?
It depends on your audience. Always make content that people like to consume. See what your competitors are making. See what content on their profile is performing well. So you can create better content based on your competitor research. If you are a brand that targets a young audience, then you need to provide an entertaining content that is fun. Creative and unique. If your target audience is older people, then you need to create content that suits that audience. If you're posting images and videos, it has to be high quality and presented well. You can also write short content that makes people comment or react or share it.
Okay, so it depends on what kind of brand you are and who your target audience is.
Yes, whatever content you create, people should be able to identify it with your brand and relate to it. And it has to make them share it and even post it on their timeline. Any form of engagement like likes, comment, share and tag will help you. And you have to post consistently. If you are just starting out on social media, I'll suggest you post at least 2 times every day. And the next thing is hashtag research. It's similar to keyword research. Use enough hashtags related to your business and let people discover you often. You can also use hashtags related to your products and locality. Use relevant hashtags and have a lot of posts. Also those that have fewer posts, like less than 1,000 posts. That This will help you with your brand awareness.
How do we find out hashtags?
You can search on social media only. For example, if you go to Instagram and start with one hashtag related to your products, if you type the hashtag, it will show your list of related hashtags. Choose something which makes sense to your brand and something doesn't have to make many or little posts. You can also go to any post and see what kind of similar hashtags they are using.
Okay, so it is like competitors research for hashtags.
Exactly. Next thing is ads. Social media ads can be useful if you want to increase your reach. One of the best things about ad is that you can choose specific target audience to show your ads to. And I am not talking about targeting a basic audience. You can choose specific group of people based on age, previous purchase activities, specific interest, gender and more. It's called laser targeting.
Okay, can you give us an example?
Okay, let's say you want to sell sports shoes and you are creating an ad campaign. Your target audience will be someone who likes sports, is a sports person, is a part of someone's sports group or college student. Now, lesser target audience will be someone who is one of these things and who has made a recent purchase on sports apparel or someone in a specific city.
Oh, okay, so someone who has actually shown interest in buying sports products.
Yes, you can use insights tools on your social media account to see how well your posts and ads are doing, where your audience is discovering you, how well they are engaging with your content, and what their age groups and genders are, and where they are located. With that data, you can keep creating better content and launch better ad campaigns.
That's amazing. Social media has so many useful resources to help you reach your goal.
You can see why brands should use social media.
Yeah, I get it now. And I think our audience also understands. What's the takeaway from today's episode?
Social media has always been about content. So the more high quality content you make, the faster you grow. In 2021, it's still going to be about how good you can create a content for your audience. So my advice to the audience is make the best kind of content that can resonate with the people and be related to a particular brand. Come up with new kinds of content. Don't stick to only one.
That was really helpful, Mr. Neeraj. Every session with you is filled with useful information that can help our audience, and we are surely looking forward to making more.
It's always a pleasure to be on your show, Neha.
So that covers today's episode of Digital Marketing. In the next episode, we will be discussing main ranking factors on search engines 2021. Stay tuned. Do share your valuable feedback and let us know what you'd like our experts to share information on. Reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram or visit our website learndigital.co. The link is in the description. Thank you for your time. See you all in the next session. Have a great day.